Hi there, and welcome to Voyage for January the 24th and on 2024. We're getting, I tell you, January just seems to have flown by. It got warm and then it got cold, and now it's quite mild out there again today. If you're in Winnipeg, you know that. It's around the zero mark, and not as many layers necessary if you're outside walking today. My name's Keith Black, and I am here to offer you, as usual, some of the best in the world of jazz for the next 3 hours until 1 o'clock. We stream live at ckuw.ca at our website, and we archive our shows there. So you might be listening to this week's from now, I don't know, whatever, that you can go there and check out stuff that's happened in former weeks, or you might be checking this out from a former week. It's all very confusing, really. However, what isn't confusing is that there is going to be some great jazz, as usual, and it covers a huge amount of the genre, and the best that I can in 3 hours. I can't do it all, and believe me, the jazz world is so complex and so vast that my subjective decisions as to what to play don't cover anywhere near the whole thing, but it might give you a taste or a tease about some of the different genre, different moods and styles that are currently manifesting in the jazz world as it morphs continually into new directions, which is what makes it exciting, right? Anyhow, I'm going to give you a brief rundown on what is coming up today, and then I'll go back and introduce the artists in more detail. Starting with a brand new album by guitarist Mary Halvorsen. Very interesting album, and she is one of the great avant-garde guitarists in the current world. Following that, pianist Ethan Iverson, formerly of the Bad Plus, with a new release, a couple of trios and whatnot. I'll talk about that a bit later, too. Then a terrific duo album with saxophonist Sam Newsom and pianist Jean-Michel Pilk. Very interesting. And again, all of these will be given more detail when I get down to them. Following that, the group George. Yeah, that's the name of the group. And then following that, my historical segment. The last couple of weeks, I mentioned this, I think, last week when I had a major discussion with Maurice Hoag as to the beginnings of our jazz interest and what had originally got us going. One of the things I mentioned was that the rhythm, the absolute swinging rhythm of the bands that came out of the 40s and 50s were part of my past. And so my historical segment today is Woody Herman, not from a way back in the 30s, but from the 40th anniversary celebration of his work. I'll talk a bit about that again later on as well. Following Woody Herman, the Canadian band called Bellbird, and I have sampled before, but it's really great. Saxophonist Mark Turner live at the Village Vanguard. And then, if possible, a little bit of Chen Chen Liu, a terrific new vibraphonist that I had not been aware of, but her work is very good. And that will be probably very close to the end of the show. If I've got time, I will play some a duet release. It actually could be part of my historical segment as well, I guess. It was because it was recorded a number of years ago with Dave Liebman and Jeff Williams. I'll talk about that if I've got time to get there at the very end of the show. I always try and arrange a little bit more music just in case something goes wrong, so I don't always get through all my playlists. But that covers the ground today pretty briefly. Now back to the top. As I mentioned, Mary Halvorsen has a very distinctive guitar sound for most of her work, and she is an integral part of the New York jazz scene and the avant-garde jazz scene. And her new album called Cloudward is very, very fine. The notes say that it doesn't necessarily break new ground, but it just solidifies her artistic excellence in composition and in playing. Her sextet, along, of course, with Halverson on guitar, has Patricia Brennan on vibes, Nick Dunstan on bass, Thomas Fujiwara on drums, Jacob Garchick on trombone, and Adam O'Farrell on trumpet. Very fine trumpet work on this album, by the way. It's a very neat album, as I say. It's just out this month. It is really worthwhile if you like the avant-garde jazz world and guitar scene. Then Mary Halverson has got to be known to you for sure. I'm going to play two tracks from the album called Cloud Word with Mary Halverson. The first is called The Gate. The second is called The Tower. There you go. I guess they're hitting Cloud Word somehow. Here's guitarist Mary Halverson.
Thank you.
Well, you just heard some very interesting and very sort of what is now almost conventional modern abstract jazz, from a very dissonant section to melodic groove for a few moments. A lot of variety in that second track for sure. It's called The Tower. Before that, a track called The Gate. Two tracks from guitarist Mary Halverson's new album called Cloud Word. And the redefinition of what is sort of, quote, conventional, end quote, in jazz continues uninterrupted. And as the notes say, there might not be anything sort of radically new in this album. But radically new is a sometimes thing these days, because what that is fairly now regularly heard style with incredible variety within that, of course. And Mary Halverson is a fine example of that, a new sound, if you will. And great album. That's just out a few days ago, and literally a few days ago. And you'll be hearing more of that in the weeks to come for sure. And it's 10:20 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz from now until 1 o'clock live, and then anytime at all at CKUW.ca. Ethan Iverson plays piano, and he has gained a huge following and recognition when he was with the Bad Plus a number of years ago. And in the early days, I've mentioned this before, in the early days of the Bad Plus, when they were in Winnipeg, Ethan Iverson was actually in this studio one Saturday afternoon, along with the rest of the Bad Plus. When Iverson left the group, and everybody thought, oh, well, that'd be the end of the Bad Plus. Well, it wasn't. They incorporated another pianist, and they're still going strong, sounding slightly different. And Iverson has forged ahead on his own. This album, which is called Technically Acceptable, has a couple of different trios on it. And the playlist is fascinating in that it... it has some brand new works, as well as older things like Round Midnight and Killing Me Softly with His Song. When did you last hear that one? He has Thomas Morgan on bass and drummer Kush Abade as well on one of his trios. And the other trio has bassist Simon Wilson and drummer Vinny Sparaza. They switch back and forth. I'm not going to try and keep up with that. The music is a good trio stuff. There actually is one neat track with a theremin. I'm not going to play that one today, but a theremin has a very distinctive sound that can sound like a human voice warbling, or it can sound like a whole bunch of other stuff. But don't very often hear a theremin in jazz music, but at some point you'll hear that track probably from this album. From Technically Acceptable, some of the tracks are very short. I'm going to play four tracks, actually. The first one's only a minute or so long. It's called Conundrum. Then Victory is Assured, the title track, Technically Acceptable. And then the fourth track is Who Are You Really? And Who Are You Really? Ethan Iverson from Technically Acceptable.
Thank you.
pianist Ethan Iverson with some quite short tracks, and most of the tracks on that album are short, with his latest album called Technically Acceptable. Four tracks there. That last one was called Who Are You Really? I guess a question we all have to occasionally inquire about. Ethan Iverson, forging in different directions playing very nicely, and he sort of wanted a wider range than was offered through the piano part in the trio The Bad Plus. But The Bad Plus is doing okay too, so separately or together, they're just doing fine, thank you. 10:35 Central Time in Winnipeg. The program here is Voyage. I'm Keith Black. Moving on now to a duet album that is really quite excellent. It's a saxophonist Sam Newsom and pianist Jean-Michel Pilk. Now, Newsom is experimenting with things that I don't really understand, like tube extensions and all sorts of other sort of gizmos or whatever that modify his sound. And Jean-Michel Pilk is using prepared piano from time to time. The liner notes say that there are times when you can't really tell who's playing what, which is a very interesting comment on what you can do with loops and electronic extras and all the sort of cool stuff that jazz folks are incorporating into their music. So I'm going to play, again, three tracks, I guess, from this album. The first one is called Take the A-Train. Gee, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? I tell you, this is quite a cover of Take the A-Train. It's very cool. Then Dancing Like No One's Watching, But Everybody Is, in brackets, it says. And then Serenading Seismic Waves. And, there is a fourth one, too, a track called Lost in Translation. Here is Sam Newsom on saxophone and who knows what, and Jean-Michel Pilk on piano and who knows what, with a set from their album called Cosmic Unconsciousness Unplugged. There you go. This first one you could probably recognize. It's Take the A-Train. Thank you. Sam Newsom on saxophone and Jean-Michel Pilk on piano, and with effects on both sides to augment their basic sound, with a couple of tracks from their album called hang on just a second here. Cosmic Unconsciousness Unplugged. I knew it was longer than I can remember. So, Cosmic Consciousness Unconsciousness Unplugged. On the label called Some New Music, all small case, all one word. There you go. Sam Newsom and Jean-Michel Pilk, very good stuff. They experiment together very well, and they know each other from former collaborations, and it shows in their work. They're very, very fine. It's a great album. And it's 10:55. We're almost at the end of our first hour already. Time is flying by here. So let's get on with some more music now. Coming back to Canada with a group called George. That's the group is called George. And it has Anna Weber on tenor and flute, Aurora Nealand on voice and alto and soprano and keyboards, Chiquita Magic on keyboards and voice and piano, and John Hollenbeck on drums and piano and composition. Hollenbeck has been very well known and has a wide reputation over the years, and has always been considered an American to my mind, but is now a Canadian citizen. Welcome, John. Yay. Good for you. And the album is called Letters to George, and a lot of the tracks refer to other Georges at other times, Washington and Saunders and folks like that. And this first one, I'm going to play a set, but the first one is called Floyd. No more need be said. Here is George.